This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Health Minister Pradeep Paudel vows strong action, deploys expert teams to curb cholera outbreak. Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development reports a drop in paddy transplantation caused by unfavorable weather. Nationwide tea celebrations see massive devotee turnout at Shiva temples, including Pashupatinath. And Israeli double strike on hospital kills 20 people, including 5 journalists. Now, the news in detail. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel has reaffirmed the government's commitment to controlling the cholera outbreak in Birganj and other affected areas. During an inspection visit to Narayani Hospital, which currently has the highest number of patients, Minister Paudel interacted directly with those undergoing treatment and instructed hospital staff to ensure that no patient or caregiver pays for medicines or tests. He also pledged that public hospitals will continue providing free treatment for epidemic-related illnesses, with no shortage of medicines or manpower. The minister informed that the testing kits are being provided to private hospitals as well, and the expert teams have been deployed to investigate the cause of the outbreak. Following the hospital inspection, Minister Paudel met with Birganj Mayor Rajesh Man Singh, local officials and health partners, including WHO and UNICEF. The meeting stressed the need for coordinated efforts and a one-door policy for distributing medical supplies to avoid inefficiencies. According to Parsa Health District Health Office, the number of confirmed cholera cases in Birganj has reached 93, with patients' numbers rising sharply in both public and private hospitals. In the meantime, Nepal has officially been declared free from rubella, marking a historic milestone in the country's public health sector. At a ceremony in Kathmandu yesterday, representatives of the World Health Organization and UNICEF handed over the certificate of eradication to Health Minister Pradeep Paudel. On the occasion, Minister Paudel described the declaration as a proud moment for all Nepali citizens and urged everyone to continue working towards sustaining this achievement and eliminating other preventable childhood diseases, ensuring a healthier future for Nepal's children. With this achievement, Nepal has become the 6th member nation in the WHO Southeast Asia region to eliminate rubella. Officials credit the success to nationwide vaccination campaigns, a strong monitoring system, and rapid epidemic response. Nepal achieved this milestone on August 18, 2025. Vice President of Vietnam, Vo Tin An Xuan, paid a courtesy call on President Ramchandra Paudel at Sitel Nivas yesterday. During the meeting, President Paudel highlighted the vast potential for strengthening economic relations between Nepal and Vietnam through trade, tourism, investment and technology transfer. He also expressed Nepal's willingness to expedite bilateral cooperation in these areas. During her stay, Vice President Vo visited Patan Darbar Square and Baudhanath, both UNESCO World Heritage Sites. She arrived on Kathmandu on Saturday for a three-day official visit and departed for home last night after completing her engagements. Nepal is preparing to undergo its second sovereign credit rating. A meeting held at the Ministry of Finance yesterday discussed preparations and agreed to highlight the country's key achievements. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Paudel directed officials to present Nepal's recent progress effectively during the process. The Global Credit Rating Agency, Fitch, will be conducting the assessment, which with its team expected to arrive in Nepal soon. The Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development has reported a drop in paddy transplantation this year because of unfavorable weather. According to the Department of Agriculture, as of Sunday, only 94.9% of transplantation has been completed, compared to 98.54% at the same time last year, a decline of 3.65%. Department Director Prakash Kumar Sanjal said the delay in rainfall has reduced transplantation, while insufficient irrigation is affecting already planted saplings. He warned that this could negatively impact overall paddy production this year. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Khaile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The festival of Tees, also known as Haritalika, is being celebrated across the country today with devotion and enthusiasm. Observed mainly by women, the festival falls on the third day of the waxing moon in the month of Bhadra. Women observed a long day-long fast, pray for the longevity and prosperity of their husbands and offer worship to Lord Shiva. The celebrations also highlight sisterhood as women gather at their parental homes for singing and dancing. Shiva temples, including Pasupatinath in Kathmandu, are witnessing an overwhelming number of devotees. Authorities at the Pasupati Area Development Trust say special arrangements have been made for devotees to have smooth access to darshan. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Paudil and Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav have extended best wishes, noting that Tees is not only a religious occasion but also a celebration of love, cultural identity and social unity. Now on to an international news update. The Hamas-run health ministry has reported at least 20 people died, including 5 journalists, in an Israeli double strike on Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis, southern Gaza. The journalist worked for Reuters, AP, Al Jazeera and Middle East Eye. The World Health Organization also confirmed the deaths of 4 health workers in the strike. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu described the incident as a tragic mishap and said a thorough military investigation is underway. This latest incident brings the total number of journalists killed in Gaza since the war began in October 2023 to nearly 200. According to the Committee to Protect Journalists, the Gaza conflict has been the deadliest for media personnel in the recorded history. Hospitals in Gaza have also reported 11 additional deaths from malnutrition, including 2 children, raising the total to 300, including 117 children. The war started after a Hamas-led attack on October 7, 2023, prompting a large-scale Israeli military response. According to figures from the Gaza Health Ministry, which the UN considers reliable, over 62,700 Palestinians have been killed. Now, the weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi and Sudarpashchim province and the hilly regions of the country and at one or two places of the rest of the country today. Furthermore, the division has stated that currently the monsoon low pressure trough is located south of its near normal position in the eastern part of the country and around the near normal position in the western part of the country. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 20 to 22 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 27 to 29 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Health Minister Pradeep Paudil vows a strong action, deploys expert teams to curb cholera outbreak. Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development reports a drop in paddy transplantation caused by unfavorable weather. Nationwide, these celebrations see massive devotee turnout at Shiva temples, including Pasupatinath. And Israeli double strike on hospital kills 20 people, including 5 journalists. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.